Okay, someone yesterday asked me to briefly talk about Nittelnacht, which I must admit not knowing much about, as none of my Rebbeim ever had this minag. So I looked it up, and what I'm going to say basically comes from Rabbi Arya Leibowitz's summary for his shul that he posted on his shul's website. I'm sure there's more to it, but we don't have that much time. So right, there is a minag amongst many Jews to not learn on the night of December 24th going into the 25th, all types of disputes, when does the night start, when does it end, but the minhag seems to be at some point until Chatzos to not learn. So where did this come from? What does Nittelnacht even mean? So again, this is from his summary. So apparently, first of all, it's not even clear how we spell Nittelnacht. Most of the spellings you'll see now have it with a tet. But apparently, in some of the earlier recordings of this, it's written with a tuf. Hence, the different etymologies led to different explanations. So some believe that the Bnei Yisachar apparently says that it's based on from the word Natal, that it was taken. It's the day that Jesus was taken from the world. The Moadim L'Simcha says that it comes from the word of Tala, with the tuf. That since it relates to the Christian deity / Messiah, and he was hung, so it was based on a reference to him as being hung. The simplest explanation, which is in Sefer Nitzachon, which is that Nittel is based on the Latin word for birthday, because it is the birthday of the deity. So the source of the custom has the Kabbalistic explanations, and then the rationalist explanations. The Kabbalistic explanations I cannot begin to fully grasp. From what I gather, it has something to do with, on this night, there is a koach of the Sitra Achra in the world, and if we were to learn, the koach would be somehow be reappropriated for the Sitra Achra. Or something like that. This type of svara also led to some of the minhagim, including not just not learning, but also not being intimate, because if you were intimate, the koach hatoma in the world would somehow poison the child. There are other rationalist explanations given. For example, the Tamei HaMinhagim quotes from the Sefer Likutei HaPardes that it used to be that any Jews that were found in the street on the evening of December 24th would be in danger, would be beaten. And also, we weren't supposed to light candles in our houses because apparently that was part of the ceremony on the holiday, and therefore we could neither leave the house to go to the Beis Medrash, nor could we light candles in our house. So basically the minhag came just to prevent anybody from learning, from trying to get to the Beis Medrash and putting themselves in danger. The custom came to ban people from learning. The Karban Nisanel argues that because Christianity over the years caused so many problems for the Jews, so this is a form of symbolic mourning for that, and like we know on Tisha B'Av, we mourn and we don't learn Torah, so also we don't learn Torah on this evening as sort of a symbolic act of mourning because of the troubles that Christianity has caused. The Chasam Sofer rejects this explanation because he said if that was true, then the minhag shouldn't be to only refrain from learning until midnight. Right? It makes sense if it was a problem that people couldn't be in the streets because after midnight they're at Mass. And then everything's okay, but until midnight, they're still in their celebrations, or they're going to Mass, but at midnight, it's midnight Mass, and then it was safe. But if it was based on this type of mourning, so why would we only mourn until midnight? Furthermore, he says, if that was the case, we should be allowed to learn, the minhag should allow for learning Hilchos Avelos, just like we can on Tisha B'Av, and when we can, we're actually in Avelos. So therefore, he suggests something different, and he says that since the Christians would go to midnight Mass, and they're showing this act of commitment to their religion, it would be bad for the Jews if we couldn't, at the same time, show a similar level of commitment, but he didn't want Jews specifically waking up at midnight to learn, because then it looks like you're, you know, mimicking the Christian practice, because you're waking up for, right, Tikkun Chatzos on the evening of December 24th. So what they did was they said you couldn't learn For the first half of the night. And then people who were such masmidim that they would always learn through the night would, instead of sleeping, you know, from midnight to the morning, right? People who would normally stay up late learning, they'll go to sleep early and they'll wake up sometime in the middle of the night and they'll learn. So you create a situation in which people will start learning in the middle of the night without actually instituting that you should learn starting at midnight. The Sefer Kedushat Sion says, based on the Gemara that claims that that Yeshu was a student of Rabbi Shua ben Parachia, that despite the fact that he was apparently well learned in Torah, he went off the derech and became an apostate. So he said that the minhag originated because we wanted to show that lo ha midrash wa ikar ela ha maaseh, right? That it's not important just to know Torah; you have to live Torah. And since Yeshu didn't, he knew Torah, and yet he misused it. So what we do is we spend a night involved in other things rather than Torah to show that it's not enough just to learn; you actually have to be involved in other things. So if that were the case, I think the minhag would be, I guess, to do like acts of chesed or something on the night. But you know, the custom was always that people would play chess or would tear the toilet paper for Shabbos and things like that. So those are just some of the explanations I saw. While there are still some communities, mostly Hasidic communities, that practice it, the minhag in Eretz Yisrael was always not to learn on December 24th in the evening, and Sfaradim also never had this custom, and even other communities, for the most part, in Eretz Yisrael, you will not see people who have this minhag, because the majority minhag in Eretz Yisrael is to learn tonight. Reb Chaim Kanievsky apparently said the Chazon Ish would learn this night, and the Stipler would, and he would criticize those who did not. The Stipler would also learn a Nitl Nacht, but apparently, and this was an interesting compromise, was he was sensitive to the fact that people had the minhag not to, so he would only learn by heart, so that no one would see him with his books open. He would just learn by heart. That's what's recorded in the Sefer Orchot Rabbeinu. So in my quick survey of what I saw, right, these were the explanations for why the minhag once existed, why it might still exist, why it might not. Again, I think the prevalent minhag in most communities, unless you have your own personal minhag not to, is to in fact learn tonight. And I was asked to make an announcement. Apparently the minhag here is as well to learn. And there is a Yarchei Kala here at 8:15 on the topic of religious and emotional challenges confronting the next generation with Dr. Westrich, Rabbi Breitowitz, and Rabbi Stern. So apparently the minhag, at least in the shul, is to learn tonight.